defending your freedom every single day.
On the Car Arms Platinum Microphone from the GunBroker.com studios.
This is Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Here's your host, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. It is Thursday, the Thursday edition, as we get ready to wind down the week tomorrow on Friday and then kick off next week with the huge Monster Cast. Love the Monster Cast. Last week's was a blast. It was epic. They always are. Welcome inside these GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms Platinum mic with me. I'm talking with my good friend. We're going to jump right in today just because we can. Unexpected phone call led me to say, come on, let's do some radio today. That's Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. Bill, how you doing, brother?
I'm coping. How you doing?
You coping? That's it? You're just coping? Come on, man. The law of attraction, baby. You bring it with you. You know what I mean?
I bring it with me. That's right. I bring it with me.
You got to bring it with you, man. You got to look at it. Everything's positive, man. It's got to be, right? Look, it's rainy and crappy outside, but man, what a day, right? What a day.
Waiting on the wintry mix where I'm at. So
You know, we're supposed to get a little bit of that later today. I guess like 7 o'clock.
Well, you just hit the street from me, so
not too far. Not too far. Yeah. So hey, listen. Couple things going on that are interesting. First of all, Bill, there was a mass shooting in Germany, and Piers Morgan tweeted out about this. Now, let me say some weird things about Piers Morgan.
Sure.
But in a kind of a fun way. All right. I respect Piers Morgan. That shocks a lot of people because he's such an anti-gun zealot, freakazoid. You know, those are friendly terms I can use on FCC-controlled airwaves, right? But I respect him. I have a lot of respect for him. You know why? Because I know exactly where he stands. And isn't that worthy of some respect?
Simply because honesty. Honesty is something to be admired because we don't see a lot of that here from the left.
No, and I think that I don't have to agree with what somebody thinks, right? Or what they say. But I can certainly respect the fact that I know where this individual stands from. And here's why I say that. Because for many years, and I think we talked about this a long time ago. For many years, I used to say, especially during the first Obama term, been on the radio a long time. All right. Started during Barack Obama's, right after Barack Obama's first inauguration. And I used to say, I wish this guy would just come out and tell me what he wants. Just say it. Because we all know his old stands. We know what he said, his quotes. We used to talk about it all the time. Knew he was a socialist. Knew he was all about wealth redistribution. We knew he hated guns, and we knew he didn't think anybody should ever have guns because he said it in the past. But he ignored it. Wouldn't you have had more respect for Barack Obama if he at least admitted that?
Yeah, especially the way he finally did come out of the closet and he revealed his true self when he after he got reelected, you know. After Sandy Hook, when he came out of the closet on that one. But Piers Morgan is sort of he's a puzzle to me because he's very pro-Trump.
Right.
And he's very anti-gun. And, I'm half British. I understand the British mindset to an extent, except I can read. And, you know, the British have a much more violent country than we do per capita. And I don't understand why he's so out against guns. Where, you know, if you look at just John Lott's figures, which I've seen John Lott on his show, and he makes fun of John Lott because of something. But it's not about his facts. But when you got 367 violent crimes per 100,000, like we do here in the United States, then you look at Britain, where they have 2,112. Piers, I don't understand your thing about guns. That's my biggest thing. I just don't understand it. Because he, you know, Ted Nugent took him shooting. He found that to be very exhilarating. He can be reasonable with people if he respects them. It's just finding the pro-gun people that he respects that he'll listen to for 5 minutes.
Well, the problem pro-gun people have with Piers Morgan when they get on his program, and I know a lot of people who have been on his program are personal friends of mine, a lot of them, and they all make the same mistake. Now, I was asked to be on Piers Morgan's program on two separate occasions at 8 o'clock in the morning on Good Morning Britain. Both of those times were during my wife's chemo treatments, and I was unable to make it because I had other places to be that were a hell of a lot more important than being on some goofy television show with Piers Morgan. But right. The invitation from the BBC, from what I understand, is still open. In fact, the BBC reached out to me just the other day, and I'm sure they wanted to talk with me about Virginia, so I'm waiting to hear back from them. I've done a lot of interviews on the BBC. If anybody at the BBC is listening, which they do, and wants to put me on with Piers Morgan, I'll be more than happy to join him. I would treat Piers a little bit differently, I think, because I do respect his opinion. And you're right. He baffles me somewhat, too. I'm looking at a tweet from earlier today. It came out at about 12:45 today. It's a little bit after 4 p.m. Eastern time. Now, Joe Scarborough, okay, tweeted out, "Good Lord, look at Wisconsin. Trump easily beats every Democrat in a state they once owned." And he's looking at the Quinnipiac election results poll versus Bloomberg plus one, Trump Biden plus two. I mean, Buttigieg plus one, Trump plus one over Klobuchar, Warren plus one over Bloomberg plus one. I mean, you know, this is the election results across these three states combined, and that's Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And Piers Morgan responded to that tweet, and he said he's heading for a landslide. He's very pro-Trump. He's good friends with Trump.
Yep.
Now, we shift over to Germany. We had a mass shooting in Germany a couple days ago. Well, first of all, I thought that only happened over here, Piers. And Piers responded with a, and this baffled me as well. Horrific, he said. Call this what it is. A terrorist attack. If this had been an Islamist, it would be getting a lot more attention. Yet far-right terrorism by white supremacists is becoming just as big a scourge on the world as ISIS. We need to root out these brainwashed monsters. And then Rory Stewart, I don't know who he is. Let me go back down here and see if I can find what I was looking at earlier. How many far-right terrorist attacks have there been in Europe, Piers? How many Islamist terror attacks have there been and continue to happen? In Sweden, it seems to be an almost daily occurrence, although unreported in our media. Eventually, there was bound to be backlash. Piers is barking up the wrong tree here because he decided to get politically correct instead of telling it like it is. Well, let me tell it like it is. And let me give some information here. It's not hard to do. In Sweden, in the last 3 years, 630 bombings, 23,420 rapes in the last 3 years, nearly 1,000 shootings in the last 3 years, 40,000 women genitally mutilated in the last 3 years, almost 23 rapes every day in 2019, 1,641 cars set on fire in 2016, no publicity, nothing far right. I'll let you figure that out, was a tweet that I retweeted earlier from a Swedish journalist.
Was that from the religion of love?
I'm only going to tell you that it doesn't get the publicity it should. And when we hear things come from John Lott, for example, that this stuff does in fact happen overseas and that it doesn't matter how it happens. Violence is violence. Murder is murder. Dead is dead. I don't care how it happens. And these numbers never get reported. I've been to Sweden, and the country has changed, radically, since I was there.
I was stationed in Germany in the 80s, and I would really like to go back, just to go back to the city where I was stationed, and I'm not going. Just because of the Merkel open borders policy and everything, I don't, you can't carry anything over there. Guns were actually sort of prevalent in the 80s, and they have really cut that back, but...
In Germany, you're talking about. In Germany, you have. Well, here's the deal. In Germany, you have to be 18 to get a license. You have to meet qualifications: trustworthiness, personal adequacy, expert knowledge, necessity. Okay, you got to go through all this garbage. But there are millions of handguns in people's possession in Germany. A lot of people have these misunderstandings that there are no guns in Europe, and that's not true. Okay, but it's extremely tightly controlled. Meanwhile, shootings like this on per capita raise their numbers that nobody here wants to talk about. And the reason I mentioned the whole Piers Morgan thing was I found it interesting that Piers would blame it on, he got politically correct, but he left guns out of it. So why do you suppose, and it's impossible to get into somebody's head, someone who is so adamant, if that had happened here, Piers Morgan would have been all over America's guns.
It's almost like it's geographic, isn't it? If it's there, it's terrorism. If it's here, it's too many guns.
That's the political correctness aspect. You just nailed it. I love it. That's why I can't wait to talk to you for the rest of the day, because that's so true. It is. It is geographic. Over there, it's terrorism, even if it's a white supremacist, it's right-wing white supremacy. And as Pierce said, that's getting as prevalent as ISIS. Yeah, okay. When white supremacists in Europe begin drowning people in vats of acid, then pulling them out and running them over in the streets with tanks, then cutting their heads off, filming it, and sending it around the world. You know, this is just asinine stuff. It really truly is. Murder is murder is murder, and I found it interesting. And you really did nail it, and we're getting ready to take a break here, so I'll take this to the end, and we'll get your commentary when we come back. But yeah. I found it really interesting that Pierce would rail guns in America at every opportunity he gets, and when it happens over there, it's politically correct domestic terrorism, and I don't see the word guns, at least in the tweets. If I missed it, somebody send me the tweet, marketarmedamericanradio.org. I'll be back with Bill Frady, Lock and Load, right after this.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey, who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics. Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, the GunBroker.com studios. Segment 2 on the Car Arms Platinum microphone. We are getting ready to start hearing from Justin Moon on a regular basis on this program. Stay tuned. I will keep you posted. He will become a new regular contributor to the show, as will Brad Primo from Ledslinger's Whiskey. Your response when I bring Brad in from our sponsor, Ledslinger's, is off the chain. And I love it because he's such a great guy. His insight and his punditry, second to none. Hard to find people like that. I love it. He brings such a great perspective. And being a vet and the CEO of Ledslinger's doesn't hurt either. Let's go back to Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. Great radio program. If you're not listening, Bill, where can people find it?
Probably the easiest place to find it is gcnlive.com. And then from there, you could, maybe if you want to do a little politicking on my behalf and call your local radio station, we'll come to a radio station near you. But, gcnlive.com.
Let's go back to, I want to get your exclamation point. The hard break cut us off. I apologize.
Sure.
I want to get your opinion on what I said about Pierce and domestic terrorism and no guns and, you know, all that. I just figured it was kind of strange. But again, I respect Pierce Morgan. I respect his position because I know where he's coming from. Go ahead.
Well, you know, this is the thing. Those kind of events that happen there in Europe are probably as prevalent as they do happen here, which is to say they're really very rare. They're very rare occurrences. And getting out there and wanting to pick and choose what you're going to call these things, this is not going to solve any issues. In England right now, like I was talking about earlier, they have 2,112 violent crimes per 100,000 versus our 367. The important part about when you're talking about violent crime, I think the FBI has four primary violent crimes that are included in those stats: homicide, rape, assault with a deadly weapon, and armed robbery. Anyone, with the exception of homicide, which homicide, we know where that goes, somebody dying. But any one of those other crimes that occurs can also lead to death. Now, is Pierce Morgan's position that it is terrorism if you use a gun over there, and it is crime if you use any other thing besides a gun? Would that be the question to ask him? Is there a moral high ground for having your head caved in with a brick versus being shot? Or being knifed with a steak knife, or being run over with a U-Haul that somebody rented in lovely London. Violent crime is crime, and it has socioeconomic underpinnings. In the case of the UK and the rest of Europe, they have a lot of Islamic underpinnings, a whole new dynamic that they have to deal with that we don't have to deal with quite so much just yet, because all of our crime is happening in the inner cities that are run by Democrats. So, if you take away those inner cities that we have, at 367 per 100,000 in a country with, I think, 150 million gun owners and somewhere north of 460 million guns, we're actually quite a peaceful country compared to the UK or any other European country for that matter.
Of course we are. And if you want, here's something that always gets me, and I love to bring this up every opportunity I get the opportunity. I bring it up when I get the opportunity, and here's the opportunity. When you have your radio show, you can create the opportunity, right? Why is it always, and get this, in the developed world? So Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, and everybody else, they tell us matter. They all should come here, and we should just keep them here. And it doesn't matter that we don't have any borders. Just bring them. That's okay. But they don't want to count them when it comes to gun statistics? Seems pretty racist to me, doesn't it? Bill, help me out.
Okay, like if you look at what's going on with coronavirus right now, right? The reason coronavirus occurred is because China exists. China has a completely different culture. What the cultural norms of what is acceptable in China in the way of hygiene and personal behavior, and they got so many more people there. So those are all disease vectors. Stuff like that's going to happen in China. It's not going to happen here. People aren't going to die here. We don't have the culture like Mexico or like Honduras or El Salvador where gangs are the places to go. That's the way to go. You know, mm-hmm. We actually are a very civilized group of people as a country, and all of these cultural things that people want to ignore, that's putting your head in the sand. Now, which point of contact is up in the air when you put your head in the sand and you're trying to ignore what is very blatant, because it's culture. It has nothing to do. And it, you know, our American culture. Now, I'm not trying to get out there and say that like the inner city youths that are black. That's not a cultural thing, what's happening, because what's happened with those kids is that the democratic policies that are in place have deprived them of a family.
Well, it's, they've, the Democrat policies have destroyed the inner cities in America, and I'm going to take this opportunity to say this. Yes. Show me an American inner city in decay, and I'll show you an American inner city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. And as I always put it, don't even have to say inner city. Show me an American city in decay in this country, and I will show you a city controlled by Democrats at every level for decades. And that's a fact. It is impossible to prove me wrong. But anyway, sure. go ahead. I didn't mean to cut. I had to take that opportunity to say that. It's just one of my shticks.
Well, I mean, when you're looking at it, I mean, with a kid, with an inner city youth that joins a gang, it's because a kid needs acceptance. He wants to be loved. He needs protection. He needs somebody to look out for. He needs mentoring. He needs something. He's in the inner city. They don't have economic opportunity. They don't have education that's working. So although you never see, the interesting thing about the inner city is you never see school shootings in the inner city because they have metal detectors in the schools. You ever notice that?
Oh, that's a fact. That's a great point. Yeah. That's a great point. Thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah. But what you don't have is you don't have a family structure. So those kids go to the gangs and then, you know, they know where they're at. The Chicago Police Department knows exactly what block, and they know which individuals and who they are. And they know they can even tell you it's probably around between 1,400 and 1,600 individuals that are the hardcore guys that if they would take them out in some way, form, or fashion, arrest them, put them away, which they, you know, they have a circular, revolving door in the justice system in Illinois. So the cops know who they are. We all know who they are. It's almost, Mark, like crime is good for the leftist cities because they can continue to say, we need
more
control.
Money. We need more money. We need more money, more money, more money. And of course, that's exactly what happens. It's that, let's just say that dynamic in play that is evident of Democrat politics destroying just about everything it touches. Hey, listen, I've got about a minute here. I want to shift over in the next segment to Aubrey Huff.
Who is Aubrey Huff? I'll look that up.
Major League Baseball player Aubrey Huff. We're gonna go there in just a minute. But I want to say, I'm not gonna have enough time to say what I want to say, and I'll probably just get myself in trouble. So here's what I'm gonna do. I'll just lead into this. Are you finished talking about what? Did you want to go anywhere else further with where you were going with that? We can certainly do that when we come back.
No, we don't have enough time to cover that as much time as that can take.
I know it. It's enough to drive you crazy. When we come back, we're gonna go to Major League Baseball, and we're gonna talk a little bit about Aubrey Huff and how he has gotten himself in some trouble if you're the San Francisco Giants. And I'll explain that when we come back. And then I got some really cool news about that to tell you as well, because, you know, I happen to know a guy who knows a guy. And let's just say I know some people. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates 100% of profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and join the coffee club while you're there. DefenderCoffee.com. The second half of Armed American Radio's podcast today is being sponsored by TakeAShotFirearms.com. Reviews you can trust, shots you don't want to miss. That's their great slogan. Reviews on firearms and optics with other products to come. Great odds on winning popular firearms and accessories. Fun product reviews and new opportunities to win with the best odds around. When you do win, Take A Shot Firearms will ship to the FFL of your choice for free. buy any gun from Take a Shot Firearms webinars outright from them directly at below MSRP. They ship for free. We support startup companies and the companies that support Armed American Radio here on this program. I hope you do as well. TakeAShotFirearms.com. Back to the podcast. Enjoy the second half.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, segment 3 in the GunBroker.com studios on the Car Arms microphone. I'm having a great time talking with Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. Bill Frady, always a pleasure to have you here, man. I'm so glad you decided to jump in with me today and take time away from your busy schedule, because I know a little bit about how long it takes and what goes into producing a radio show. So I really do appreciate you taking time. What time do you air during the days?
6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. As we go to the left, it goes down an hour every time you cross into another time zone.
So everybody that's over going moving left and left and left can figure out their own time zones, right? They can do the math?
Yep.
That's very good. So that's 6 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Pacific, and anybody in the middle can figure it out. I pretty much say the same thing.
Yes.
All right. Now, did you want to exclamation point what we were talking about in the previous segment, or we can move on? It's fine with me. I'm ready to roll.
We can move on. Let's move on.
I'm a big baseball fan and have been for a long, long time. I was living in Tampa when the Tampa Bay Rays, at the time the Devil Rays, brought Aubrey Huff in, and he's a stud. Aubrey Huff had a great career, and he wound it up with San Francisco with two Major League Baseball World Series championships. He played for the Devil Rays in 2000, 01. I think it was he started his minor leagues, if it was 1998. I'm going back here in my memory. But I know he played 2000 through 2006. Then he moved to the Astros, who are cheaters, by the way, and should have their well, that's a whole different show, but I stand by that, by the way, as a baseball fan. He moved to the Orioles, played for the Orioles in 07, 08, and 09 with a good friend of mine, Dean Palmer, who played with Baltimore. I've known Dean for a number of years, third baseman. And he went on to play with Detroit and then San Francisco Giants. He closed out his career in 2010, 11, and 12. He won two World Series. And he got himself in some trouble here. Are you familiar with that?
Let me
explain.
He shouldn't be in trouble.
He shouldn't be. That, you're correct. Maybe I should say he got himself in trouble. No, he didn't. He didn't do anything wrong. But he's been banned from the World Series reunion for the two championships. Go back to 2010, the World Series championship reunion. Because of his previous tweets, which of one of them includes a picture of him at a gun range with his sons, and that's just got them up in arms. Now, I'm not talking about whatever. He said something about Iranian women. I couldn't care less. I don't even know what that's about. Don't care. This is Armed American Radio, and you host, what's the name of your show?
Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. Right? So
okay, you want me to run a slide while I say that?
No, hold on. Hold on. I'll do the same thing. Hold on. You ready? There we go.
Lock and Load.
There we go. This is the real deal. That was my new Glock 20 10 millimeter, by the way. I can't wait to get that thing on the range.
That was my Sig P320.
See how easy it is to get distracted, dear listeners? Anyway, Aubrey had his kids at a shooting range, and he put a tweet out. And he held up a photograph of the target. And it says, getting my boys trained up on how to use a gun in the unlikely event at Bernie Sanders beats at real Donald Trump in 2020. In which case, knowing how to effectively use a gun under socialism will be a must. By the way, most of the headshots were theirs, meaning the kids. And he tagged in their NRA, watch Chad, and pound Second Amendment. Until the lady on the phone says, to end your call, press hashtag. To me, it's pound. So he got himself in a lot of trouble, according to San Francisco. And here's what he replied. That's kind of, let me see if I can find it. He responded back when he said, if they want to continue this politically corrupt bleep, and they're bleep, then they can bleep. I couldn't care less. He says they wouldn't be having a reunion if it wasn't for me. If they want to play politically correct, they can play. Now, here's the fun part. I've been, let's just say I am in possession of, let's just say I will be talking to Aubrey Huff very soon and better, more than a really good chance of bringing him to the radio program. I can't wait. So when you hear something like that, what do you think?
If that happens, I may be asking a favor. The first thing I'm thinking is that, you know, this guy's entitled to his opinion, whatever it is. I served in the military to protect his opinion, whatever it is, whether he agrees with me or not. That doesn't mean he's vile or anything else. Now, in this particular case, I happen to agree with him on everything that he's stating out there and this politically correct thing that they've got going on. Have you ever noticed that whatever they're pushing is either against what I would consider to be a long-time value set and societal norm? That's not good. We can't have that. Or guns, which, you know, is always a common denominator. Guns can't possibly be good just because guns. And here's a guy. I think athletes are very exceptional people, at least for that period in time, because of the discipline it takes and everything to do something like this. So getting out there and him expressing his opinion, does anybody come out when LeBron James has one of his opinions come out that's anti-societal norms or anti-value set or anti-conservatism? Does anybody jump up and down on that one?
Well, yeah. I mean, I know where you're going. I think, we have an extra 2 hours on this program today.
Yeah.
Good heavens.
Well, part of the problem here is this all began, besides the gun thing, that it has some of this transgender nonsense in it because they've hired a woman to work in a Major League Baseball club, and he doesn't like that. He doesn't think women should be in men's sports. He doesn't think men should be in women's sports. Now, there's some high school girls that are suing right now an entire high school district because they allow transgender girls to compete against girls. And the whole part of this is where, you know, if you look at this is just like gun control, because they're trying to convince us that this is actually a thing. With guns, they try to say, well, nobody needs guns. You know, we've got iPhones and we're waiting for the Vulcans to come down. They will join the Federation. Nobody needs guns. With transgenderism, they're trying to say sex gender is all in the head. So science doesn't have any, you know, unless it's climate science. All of their stuff, I look at it as all one big template where they're trying to get us to accept something that is unacceptable.
They have been, they've been using every trick in the book when it comes to our gun rights. I see this unfolding with this Aubrey Huff deal. Okay. Yeah. Let me give you an example. He tweeted about 12 hours ago. Wow, the articles that back me are being taken down by liberal media outlets, and he's got two little emojis that are, you know, crying and laughing. If you don't believe this is about politics, now you should be sure. So glad I stuck to my guns. You all are, and he says a word I can't repeat. Y'all are blanks. Okay? I love this guy, and he puts that down with a pound MAGA 2020. And Ryan Moore, I guess, had a piece published for the San Francisco Chronicle. It appears my piece published for 5 hours in the San Fran Chronicle today about cancel culture, censorship, and Aubrey Huff was taken down due to cancel culture and censorship. And what he stated was the San Francisco Giants are wrong to banish Aubrey Huff for his tweets and his support of @RealDonaldTrump. My latest, instead of supporting free speech, progressives label all opinions that differ from their own as hate speech. It is astonishing what's happening in America today, all because leftist, and look, I've mentioned this before, Bill, that we are partly responsible for this. We allowed this to happen, dude. Over time, we just stood around and watched it happen, and we didn't do anything. We kept paying tuition to the liberal schools. We kept watching their movies. We kept buying their music. And then all of a sudden, we woke up one day, and everything was leftist, and California's about ready to tilt off the earth, and everybody went, whoa, what happened? Kind of like Virginia. Here's the deal. When we come back, I want to read you another tweet about just this topic that just popped in my head right now. So I got to search for it during the break. But we're going to continue the conversation with my good friend Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. Just look up Bill Frady, Lock and Load Radio, and listen to him every day, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific. You can do the math in between the East Coast and the leftist coast. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
The 25th Anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research. The classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR Biggest Finest Revolvers and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance. The classics. Thompson. That's right. The Tommy Gun. The incredible M1 Carbine and the one and only classic 1911. Carr Firearms. A family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
The Gun Box is the ultimate quick and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on the nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With the simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense in the GunBroker.com studios on the Carr Arms Platinum microphone. Let me take this brief opportunity to get a little bit of business out of the way. And that means I'm going to ask you to support my sponsors, every single one of them. You heard me talk about Brad Primo at Lead Slingers Whiskey. The photographs I get from you with Lead Slingers is just the head of Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership yesterday sent me a photograph of some Lead Slingers that he picked up on his way home. Just so much fun because I send them all to Brad, the CEO, and we have a great time. Lead Slingers Whiskey. This is, of course, the Car Arms Platinum Microphone. You're going to be hearing from Justin Moon on a fairly regular basis, the CEO. Second Amendment Foundation. Join us. Lifetime membership, $150, $5. $150 gets you lifetime, though. It's one time, and we'll take what I donate, $50 a month, and I drink Defender Coffee, my great sponsor. Derek Schrack over there helping me do a lot of work behind the scenes. He's such a great guy. Defender Coffee supports the Second Amendment. Every time you sip a cup of coffee, you tell them where you want your profits to go, and at the end of the year, they send it. I choose the Second Amendment Foundation. You can choose the Gun Owners of America. I think you can choose to split it up. If not, you'll be able to do that soon, I'm sure. MyPillow. Use the promo code AAR. Support the Second Amendment while you sleep on one of the most comfortable pillows you'll ever find. Mike Lindell's awesome, and he's a good friend of mine. So support him. He supports us. This is the GunBroker.com studios. Need I say more? It's free. Peruse the 1.5 million auctions going on. NorthAmericanArms.com. Go to the bottom of the page. Get the toll-free number. Call them. You have until Sunday, okay? You call them. Actually, you got until Friday because their offices will be closed. But you call them and you say, hey, I heard on Armed American Radio I get a free hat if I mention that, and I get put on the list to win the gun. And that's true because on Sunday, Sadie Sweat and I are going to be giving a winner the Top Break Ranger 2 from North American Arms. Going to ship it right from North American Arms to your FFL. And one of you is going to win one of my very own North American Minis out of my own gun safe on the 23rd as well. So North American Arms, great sponsor. And I've already told you my next new gun is the Bursa Thunder 380. Bill Frady, welcome back. The Bursa Thunder 380, I can't wait to get the gun. I just haven't had a chance yet to get it. And I saw a deal on one the other day for $299. I thought, oh, my gosh.
You know, Bursa has it seems like they've upped their game in the last few years.
They have.
They're sort of coming on. They're coming on sort of strong now.
I love those little 380s. I'm not afraid of that 380 at all. I love it. All right, let's switch gears here. C.J. Pearson made a name for himself a long time ago. He's been on my program. It's been several years ago. But he's the president and founder of Last Hope USA, fighting to keep America's founding ideals alive. CJ is a young black man, and he's just a stand-up guy. Well, CJ Pearson got accepted last week to New York University. And you know what he said? I'm not going. Why would I spend $70,000 a year to go somewhere where I'm hated, where I can't speak what I want, where people hate me simply because I'm a conservative? I'm not going to that school. Dude, that's as stand-up as it gets, Bill.
Yeah. What is he? He's like 17 years old. He's just a kid, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of thought pattern that he's already got going on for him, he refers to himself as the left's youngest nightmare. And he is quite the nightmare simply because he's black. He doesn't believe everything he sees. He has mastered critical thinking, and he has that unique skill set where, one, he can execute critical thinking and then articulate his conclusions based upon that critical thinking. And that the left can't have that.
Well, that's what defines conservatism. What you just described is what conservatives do versus operating on strictly emotion. Now, if I go back in my memory bank, CJ was on my show when he was just 12 years old,
wow.
If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I believe it was 12 years. I'd have to go back, but I'm sure I remember him being on the program. I've interviewed so many people over the years, but I'm almost positive that he may have even been younger. He may have been 11 or 12, I believe, but he was 11, 12 or 13 years old when he was on the program. He was wonderful. He lives in Georgia. He had made a name for himself, politically speaking, at that time. And I had him on the program. I just got a hold of his parents, and he came on the show, and it was wonderful. Let me read you his tweet. Last week, and this he sent this yesterday, by the way. Last week, I was accepted into NYU. But after much thought, I can't quite justify the idea of paying $70,000 plus a year to attend an institution surrounded by students who will hate me simply for the audacity to think for myself. I don't care how elite the school is. I'll pass. That tweet has been retweeted nearly 10,000 times, and he's got 3,100 comments or replies on it. And it's 59,000 hearts, likes, you know. No, I hate Twitter world. I hate cyber world. But this kid's got a hell of a following, and I think it's wonderful that he is standing up and that he gets it at such a young age. And that's why I said in the previous segment, Bill, we let this happen. We continued to pay to go to NYU or wherever it was, whatever, pick a school, Yale or Harvard or wherever it was. It doesn't make any difference, whatever school it is, University of Virginia. We continued to pay these tuitions. I see.
Yeah, but when we went, which I never went either, but when we went, it was not the, it hadn't quite made it to the indoctrination centers that they are now. The interesting thing, though, that I find in America today is that with all of this push on education, you know, K through 12 now is indoctrination, right? You will hear about a student or a teacher, like wasn't there a teacher that got out there and said, I hope Rush Limbaugh dies a painful death, and he got relieved. He's telling this to his students. You know, that kind of hate, that kind of contempt for life, that's what they're being spoon-fed. And then if you dare go to college, then you get another 4 years of that. The most interesting thing about this to me is with all of that indoctrination that goes on, at some point, there's this light comes on in their little head moment where they suddenly realize that the minor birds that have been chirping at them and just making these sounds that they hear from the last minor bird, and it's the self-perpetuating thing, they suddenly wake up and find out it was all a lie.
Yeah.
And then we have young people that are still conservative gun owners or whatever it is, despite all of that stuff, that we still have that happening, and it still finds a way. It's like watching Jurassic Park, except for when you're looking at political leanings, conservatism and freedom finds a way. And, you know, this
it always will.
I wonder how much higher education he needs, to be honest with you. I mean, because, is it college? Aren't we trying to prepare them to get out into the world? And one of the things that they got to be prepared for is to be able to think on their own, which in college, they don't do that anymore. Now you got to be a conformist.
No, you know, let me clarify too. When I say we let that happen, I'm speaking, you know, really metaphorically for Americans. I mean, we as conservatives over
generationally,
the years, we allowed that to happen. We continued to pay our kids, and we continued to buy these movies. And all of a sudden, we woke up one day and went, "Whoa, Nelly, you know, what's going on the college campuses?" Their college campus when I went to school was nowhere like that. It was very conservative when I went to college in Virginia. I didn't see anywhere near what we see today, but it's ridiculous. And I always love watching, and I know some personally, some family, some kids that get out of school and get those first couple paychecks and realize they're giving 30-40% away in payroll taxes. I'm like, what's going on here? I'm like, oh, there you go. That has a way of turning somebody into a critical thinker really fast. Hey, Bill Frady, I hate to do it, man, but we're getting ready to call it quits for this one. Thank you for being here, brother. One more time, real quick, about 10 seconds. Where can we find you?
Lock and Load Radio, GCNLive.com. Check it out, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern daily.
Gotta love that. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is going to get up and do it again tomorrow. Well, because we can, and they don't want us to. Hope you enjoyed the program today. Thanks again to Bill Frady from Lock and Load Radio. Remember, I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day.